that no namaz also in their lives, nothing, but they talk of high, high things. It's from stage to stage. That is just outwardly. But Allah, what He did in the womb of the mother, nobody can touch that. Nobody can ever imagine what Allah has done there. At this moment, as we are all sitting here, what is happening in our body, not one part we know anything. Even a cardiologist himself, he does namaz. He spent some time, chilla or whatever, in jamaat. Then I saw him tahajjud time, running. He said, my tahajjud is going. The time is less. Now the time comes, Allah will test us. We are on safar. We are on the aeroplane as we were listening to the Messiah. Then there to make namaz at that time. How many people don't make? How many people make sitting on the seat, opposite direction of Qibla? Just about. And in that, when you open, it's common, you're looking for a paper in your files. As you are turning, you find something else of interest. You're looking for a word in a dictionary, you're looking another word is off. Now you are going into that there. So we'll find many things like that. We'll find perhaps some rozas also are still qaza upon us. We were baligh, we didn't make qurbani, we didn't think about it. We didn't pay our zakat, we didn't think about it. We have to sort all these things out. That is very, very important, all that. And then the reality, the outside form of namaz at least we should correct. All the outside postures of namaz, though we do it practically, but there's no shell ways namaz going to fit into. The cup of namaz must be there, and then namaz, you must pour it in there, then the namaz must be there. So, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, Allah reward our great, great buzurgs. They said that wujud e-amal is necessary first, the existence of amal. Ikhlas will come afterward. We're sleeping peacefully, everything, and then there we go. Then, as they say, when usually parties want to distribute their shares, to lene ko ge, we thought we're going to get, we find out, dene ke ho ge. We are owing, in fact. Not only level we came out, in fact, we found out I'm owing here. There were certain other here also, we've got namaz, we've got tilawat, we have got dua, we have got zikr, we have got everything, but just to plug in with Allah Ta'ala, to make that connection. Then see how the computer works, all the programs, how they work on it, now that you have got, you've got power in there. So, or we forgot to put the SIM card also. And these things are blocking everything. Our qaza, namazes, many things there are. So all that also we have to make sincere tawbah. And for that also, really we need the mashayikh, who will be able to open up all these different things that we have got in our heart. How a person speaks, how he acts, his actions will tell that he has got some hatred.
This is the ashar of Hazrat Aqdas Arif Billah, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Naye Jaam O Meena Ata Ho Rahe Hai. Jo har dam khuda par fida rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hai. Jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai.
The after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that in deen, whatever is halal, we must not make haram. And whatever is haram, a person mustn't make halal. Keep everything in its bounds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions certain things which are completely haram. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that khamar, wine, alcohol, and anything which covers the person's mind in today's time, any form whatsoever in today's time, you get all lotto and all other kinds of gambling. The person must stay very, very far away from it. Insurance also is one type of gambling. It has two elements, one of riba, one of interest. And on the other side, the ulama say there is gambling also. The element of gambling is found in there. So all of this also is found. It's an action of shaitan. A person must stay completely far away from it. And then in this way, a person will be successful. Shaitan wants to create. Subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are giving you an examination. We are testing you. The Bani Israel, the Jews, the animals were far away, but they made hilas and tricks and tried to make what was haram, they tried to make it halal and tried to win those things. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they passed with flying colors. The animals came right in front of them, but still they knew Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching them. They abstained from catching those animals. Allah ta'ala says, we are giving you these examinations, and very little bit of amal and actions they do after the day. So Allah is encouraging us here that rather do practice more and speak less. This will be much, much more beneficial for a person. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in great detail. In this world, the miracles which Allah ta'ala had granted to him, the blind people who were born blind, they came right, they could start seeing again. Those who spoke the truth, this will benefit them. A person must speak the truth, and the greatest truth is La ilaha illallah. He is unworthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will benefit a person completely. And because of this, he will enter into Jannah. Allah will be happy with them, and they will be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah An'am. In this surah, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially about the majhus, a person, there is no one to remove it besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِيَّمْ سَتْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. If Allah ta'ala grants you any kind of goodness, Allah has full power over everything. So a person must realize every single thing comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will want to desire to come back in this world, he will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the fire of Jahannam. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So problems will come in life, but Allah ta'ala is testing a person. فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَذَرَّعُوا. Why don't they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when difficulties come to them? But unfortunately, if their hearts have become so hard, and shaitan beautifies for a person evil actions, a person forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala gives a person leeway, he gives a person chance. Sometimes Allah tests a person, even more comes over the person, over the rat, and the rat is completely destroyed. So if Allah gives a person a ni'mat, sometimes it's because Allah likes the person like the parrot, and sometimes Allah ta'ala is using it as istidraj, as a chance, and Allah is going to destroy that person. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, tell them, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away your ears, if Allah ta'ala takes away your eyes, وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that sometimes when people are sitting together and they are discussing about deen, the matters of deen, about the Quran Sharif, and they have got no knowledge about the day, then immediately as a person is sitting in the group, فَارِضْ عَنْهُمْ. Turn away from them, go away from the group, never sit in such gatherings where people are speaking about deen, they are mocking deen, or they are speaking from their own right, their own opinion. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who speaks with his own round, and he saw the sun, he saw the moon, he saw the stars, and he realized that they have got no power at all in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi. I turn my face and attention only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created the heavens and the earth, and I do not turn to anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will never ever take any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that this was the way of all yu'minuna bil akhirah, yu'minuna bihi wa hum ala salatihim yuhafidhun. Those who believe in the year after, they have got two qualities. One quality is they believe in the Quran Sharif. They've got full yaqeen and conviction in the Quran Sharif. And the second quality of a person who believes in the year after, he is very, very particular about his salah. He's looking after his salah. He's safeguarding his salah, the times of salah, and the postures of his salah. He's looking after it very, very well. It's one kind of water. The ground, it is no color in the ground. And it's one kind of ground. But from that water, from that air, the same air, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends that water down. It has got no taste, it has got no smell, it has got no color. But what beautiful plants come out. The different colors they've got, different smells they've got, different tastes they've got. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Unzuru ila tamari idha asmara wa yun'i. Look at these fruits. When Allah says vulgar language, harsh language, this will have more ill effects compared to good effects. You must follow the tariqah and the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving da'wat. Inshallah, this will have a very, very great effect upon a person, and people will accept Islam. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا أخبركم بوصية نوح ابنه؟ تو میں وصیت کرتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ کی، پس بے شک اللہ اس کو رکھ دیا پس بے شک اگر اس کو رکھ دیا جاوے ترازو کی ایک پلرے میں اور آسمانوں اور زمین کو دوسرے پلرے میں، تو اس کا پلرہ بھاری ہو جاوے گا. Inform you of the advice Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam gave to his son. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum replied, definitely. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, Nuh alayhi salam said to his son, O my beloved son, I advise you to do two things and to abstain from two. I advise you with the recitation of La ilaha illallah, for this kalima had to be placed in one place. لا إله إلا الله، 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 لا إله کہ مرتائے بے در بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلب کا